Hello there, my friends. Welcome to the Courage and Clarity podcast. This is Steph Crowder, and this is the show that is designed to help you balance the head and the heart of entrepreneurship. If you are an online business owner or an aspiring online business owner, this podcast will help you really figure out the two halves of the equation that make this thing work. In order to earn an independent living doing something you love, making an impact on the world while cultivating your dream life, whatever that looks like for you, you're going to need two ingredients. You're going to need courage. You're going to need to do the scary, uncomfortable things that you've probably never done before. So we explore that on the show. And you're also going to need a lot of clarity, action steps, strategies, brass tacks, what's working. We certainly talk about that quite a bit on this podcast as well. So thank you for joining me today. I know there are so many podcasts that you can listen to, and it's just an honor to get to be here with you week in and week out. And I'm super excited to talk about today's episode. This is one that is very timely, very near and dear to my heart. It's a bit of a, an honest sort of opening up about something that I've struggled with in my business, but it's certainly been a challenge for me that I've been working on that I've made a lot of progress in. And so as I observe this in myself, I figured it would be something that would help others because I think it's very common to have the types of worries that I have had in business over the past few years. And because I've been able to make a lot of progress and I no longer feel as much negative emotion around this topic as I once did, I wanted to share with you, and hopefully you can benefit from my lessons. So this episode is really for you if you can relate to the idea of getting nervous when you start working with new clients. I certainly know a lot of you listening to the show get nervous about selling and get nervous about launching and, you know, talking to people and pitching your services or getting them to say yes and sign on the dotted line or hosting a webinar for hundreds of people. All of that is really on the sales side of your business. And typically, that's what I spend the majority of my time talking about with you all here on the podcast and with my clients. It is my wheelhouse as a former director of sales training and as somebody who's been selling all kinds of digital products and services on the internet for like 10 years at this point. So we talk a lot about the sales side of things and a lot of the nerves and the limiting beliefs that come up for you all around selling. And all of that is so normal. But maybe not as often do we talk about now I have clients and now what, right? I think so often we are tempted to believe, oh, if I could just get the clients, like if I could just have the clients that I want, then like I'd be off to the races. Everything would feel great. Like they said, yes, what is there to be nervous about? At least for me, the answer to that is, well, there's a lot to be nervous about. In fact, maybe some of you out there are like me. Once you really start to beef up your sales skills and you get in the habit and you have a like repeatable sales system that I'm talking about so much, that's what I teach in my mastermind is how to take your proof of concept, how to take your evidence that you have a great idea and scale it into a sustainable sales system that you can repeat over and over. That's where I'm at in my business. And that's not to say that I don't get nervous when I'm selling. I think, again, very normal. And it's just like, I'm just used to it. I just know that there's going to be nerves and there's going to be negative emotion. It's all part of it. I've sort of desensitized myself to that. What's been harder for me for a while is actually client delivery. I think less often we talk about some of the fears and, again, negative emotion that comes up around client delivery. Because like I said, the thought is often, oh, you did the hard part already. Like this is the fun part. Maybe some of you feel that way. But at the same time, maybe because of that, actually, it can be really destabilizing and concerning when you find yourself feeling negative emotion around something that you thought you'd be excited about. It's like the people are here, you know, like the dream has come true. Why am I nervous? Why don't I feel amazing? That can be kind of discouraging when it happens, right? And so this is something that I have gone through over and over again. You know, as I sit here and record this podcast, today is actually opening day for my mastermind. It's a 6-month experience, and you know, we're letting people in today. We're letting people in today, and I'm very excited about it. It's my 4th time opening up a cohort of this mastermind. So at this point, I have, you know, a lot of experience under my belt. I'm not feeling as much of the nerves as I used to. There are still nerves there, I'm going to be honest. But in the past, I would say it was like really like the butterflies would be in my chest. And I would be kind of spiraling a little bit, to be honest. Not something that other people would really be able to pick up on. My trusted advisors and business friends certainly heard me talk about it, so they could tell you all about it. But I found that the first week or so of my program would really kind of spin me out. So I wanted to talk about that. If you get nervous when you start work with clients, or when if you're having this kind of like, oh crap moment, like I got clients, now what? I wanted to hit on 5 things that I've done. They're really 5 thoughts, or like maybe even affirmations that I've said to myself over and over again until I believed them, that have helped me feel better going into a new, like a new cohort starting the way that we are today. It is definitely first day of school vibes. You know, the first day of school is nerve-wracking, and it's like nerve-sighted. You're excited, but there's a lot of, you know, newness, and everything feels unfamiliar. That's just part of it. So let's get into these 5 thoughts that I've had that have helped me feel less nervous and just lean into the excitement of starting with new clients. And before I actually get into those 5 things, I want to just maybe speak a little bit more to what my specific fear has been with starting new clients. Maybe yours is similar, maybe it's different, but there are really, I sat down and I thought to myself, what is it that, like, where is the nervousness coming from? What thought is creating the nerves? And I think there's kind of 2 things. The first one is what I like to call first week perfectionism, or like first impression syndrome. So I noticed that for me in the past, I've been really, really wrapped up in wanting my clients to have a great first impression. And even getting to the point of like catching myself wanting to shape their thoughts and feelings about my program, like wanting so badly for them to have a great first impression and kind of becoming consumed by that. So I think it's certainly, there's nothing wrong with, you know, doing your due diligence. And for us in our mastermind, we use a Slack channel. So we are creating orientation videos and like just really setting things up to try to help people get onboarded as smoothly as possible. But very quickly, all of that preparation can start to veer into perfectionism. And the thoughts start with like, what if people come in and their first impression is, oh, this isn't what I thought it was, or, this is too confusing, or I thought it was going to be something different. I'm not sure if I like this. I'm not sure if I'm where I'm supposed to be. Really the fear around people coming in and having doubts. And I think that if you go even deeper into that fear, for me, the fear has been everyone's going to want to back out. And of course, if we get to the heart of our fears, they are very regularly, they're really like hyperbolic and overdramatic, like everyone's going to want to back out. And so even just like calling myself out for that thought has been helpful, where it's like, okay, let's just like walk this back a little bit. The odds of that happening, like, it's not exactly a reasonable thought, right? That doesn't make it any less scary, but just getting to the root of that and realizing, okay, I'm having the thought like everybody's going to want to back out. People are going to be disappointed. Of course, that's causing the feeling of nervousness and even fear. Like that makes sense, that thought is creating that negative emotion for me. So that's where it's coming from for me. Let me kind of speak to the 5 things that I've said to myself, or those 5 affirmations, or those 5 thoughts that have really helped me get past this. Because like I said, I don't feel that perfectionism anymore. And I'll tell you why. So the first one is normalizing overwhelm. I do a lot of normalizing overwhelm for my new clients. So just like any new experience, like first day of school, there's going to be some natural overwhelm. You know, And I say this to my clients, I actually say it over and over again, which is, hey, at some point this week, as you are getting acclimated, like there's a lot to do. It's like going to a carnival. There's like a lot to do and there's all these rides and there's like, you know, cotton candy and a funnel cake, cart. You're going to get overwhelmed, and that is okay. Actually, even more than okay, that is normal and to be expected. And so once I started realizing that their overwhelm, my client's overwhelm, doesn't have to be a problem, that has been tremendously helpful, which is just like, oh, overwhelm is just maybe part of it, right? You're excited. Hey, new clients, you're excited. You're a little nervous. You're a little overwhelmed. You're hopeful. Like you're just this mixed cocktail of emotion. And that is okay. Just creating space and holding space for my clients to be a little bit like, oh gosh, like what have I done? I've made a big investment and I'm feeling nervous. That doesn't have to be a problem. And so I'll tell them that. I'll tell them that so that they understand, oh, okay, like this is actually part of the experience. Other clients who have been in this program before, they were overwhelmed too. And within days, like weeks, if not days, this will start to be just like business as usual. You will get used to everything. You'll get used to our processes. You will get the lay of the land. And pretty soon you won't be able to remember a day that this wasn't just part of your life, right? So normalizing that overwhelm and creating space for it instead of like turning the overwhelm into a problem and having me think to myself, oh my gosh, new clients are feeling a little overwhelmed, that means something about me. That means I've done something wrong. That means my program isn't any good. That means we're not organized enough. Like these are all real thoughts that I've had. And while of course I think it's always smart to go through, like audit your own onboarding experience, audit your own, you know, sort of like back end, you can do that. And that's great. But at the same time, a much easier thing to do is to just normalize that overwhelm and to just recognize that it's just part, like maybe that's just part of the experience and that can be okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is give it time. Give my clients time to adjust. I realize that by putting this pressure on everybody to have this like amazing first impression, and I don't know if I was expecting like fireworks to shoot out of people's eyeballs or what, that's the word that comes to mind is pressure. It just creates this pressure situation, this expectation that people need to have a certain reaction and that I need them to be like doing backflips about my program from day one. It's just not it's not a fair expectation. It's not a fair expectation for my clients. It's not a fair expectation for me. And so now I tell myself, let's give it time. It's just like, you know, I think about like bringing a new pet home or something. It might sound like a weird analogy, but you know, if you bring a new pet home to your house, you have to give them a little bit of time to get used to it. They were, you know, 5 seconds ago, they were somewhere else, and now you brought them to your home and they have to get the lay of the land. Before you know it, they're going to be your best friend and your fierce protector. But for right now, it's all new. And so it's very much the same for us human beings going into a new environment, giving people time, not rushing the process, recognizing that there might be, you know, bumps and scrapes in the first few weeks. And all of that is okay. So giving it time has been really helpful. The third thing, this one is so big, is telling myself it's okay for them to have thoughts. If you're one of my clients, it's okay for you to have your thoughts. You might have a thought like, oh, I wish it was like this. I wish it was like that. I wish it wasn't confusing. All of that is okay. And I just realize now that in the past, like I touched on this, but just to go a little bit deeper into it, my desire to control my client's reaction and to control their first impression versus giving it my best and just allowing their process to be their process, right? Allowing my clients to just feel what they're going to feel and have their thoughts, right? Some of those thoughts might be negative. It's not my job to control and shape the narrative of what my clients think about me and about my program. That has been so freeing. It is my job to create results, to help my clients create results for their businesses to be in a better position when they leave me than when they started. That's my responsibility. My responsibility isn't for everybody to like me 100% of the time. My responsibility isn't for my clients to, again, sort of have like the heart eyeball emoji when they come into my group. It's not my job for everybody to be feeling positive and happy all the time. In fact, I'm starting to realize more and more that sometimes, like I say this to my clients, is sometimes I'm going to give you coaching and you might not like the coaching. You might not like the coaching that I'm giving you 100% of the time. And that's actually not my job, is to have everybody feel happy all the time. My job is to get my clients results and to help them earn back their investment and double their investment and get more sales and ultimately sell out their group programs. That's what I promised. I didn't promise happiness 100% of the time. I didn't promise, you know, fireworks shooting out of the eyeballs. That wasn't the promise. And so reminding myself on what I actually promised and then giving myself permission, like letting myself off the hook for this thought I've had of trying to control everyone's first impression and just accepting that it is okay for them to have their thoughts, just like every human being. I think about programs I've been a part of and I'll go into a program and be like, I don't really like how they've set this up, or I don't really love like that one particular interaction that I had. Like, it's all normal. And that doesn't mean that I don't love the program. I actually can think of programs I've been a part of where I had an overall really great experience, like business changing experience. And there were a lot of things I didn't like inside of the program. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. And so just recognizing that and fully accepting that has helped me calm down so much as I onboard my new clients. Then the fourth one. So getting into the idea that, okay, that fear I have of, oh my gosh, everyone's going to back out. Just allowing myself to explore the worst case scenario of, what if somebody does try to back out? What if somebody does? Because I can tell you, once you start working with clients at a higher level, it's not an if, but a when. That is going to happen. And so for this one, I like to think and really internalize that someone trying to jump ship or back out is typically about them. It's typically about them, meaning there's something going on, maybe a change of circumstances in their life, right? Or fear is coming up for them. Doubt is coming up for them. That is 99% of the time the reason why somebody would say, hey, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And of course, if someone says that to you, it's like I personally think it can feel like such a profound form of rejection. It feels like, oh my gosh, they were here and now they don't want to be here anymore. They must hate me. They must think this is terrible. They must think I'm not a very good coach. Like, it's very, so normal, so human to have that initial reaction. But when I really sit with it and look at it and start to have the conversation, first of all, one of the first things I realize is this is my first opportunity to coach someone. You know, instead of saying, okay, fine, like you can go, I actually really try to lean into that conversation and say, hey, tell me more about like what's going on here. I've had clients who've come to me and said, I don't think this is for me. I think it's time for me to go. And then I'll coach them. And they've actually said, you know what? You're 100% right. I do want to do this. I did want to invest in myself. I do know that I need the guidance. I'm in. I just needed somebody to talk through that doubt with me. This happens to my clients a lot too. They'll come to me and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm thinking of multiple clients who have come to me and said, so-and-so was supposed to start with me today and now they're trying to back out. What do I do? And again, it is like our base human instinct to freak out and to be like, okay, let's just let them go. Like, let's avoid the conflict of it. But instead, we really can do the difficult thing and lean into that and start to ask questions and say, hey, I totally understand where you're coming from, but let's open up the conversation. Tell me more about where this doubt is coming from. Where can I coach you on this? Ultimately, you may need to go separate ways. This has happened to me multiple times. I'm not here to, you know, ultimately tell somebody, nope, like you have to stay, right? I don't want to coach anybody against their will. But at the same time, I can do what they hired me to do, which is to hold them accountable and to challenge their thinking and to help them work through the doubt. And I've had multiple clients come back to me and be like, I'm so glad I didn't quit. I wanted to quit. And you challenged that thinking. You made it so that I had to think twice and even three times about whether quitting was actually what I needed to do or if that was just my old story, my old stress response. And when I doubled down in that moment, it actually changed everything. But none of that conversation is possible if you don't ground into the belief that someone having a change of heart or someone coming to you trying to cancel is typically about them. So you have to disengage from the thoughts that you're naturally going to have about it being a rejection of you. Super, super important. And then the fifth one, I love this thought. I say this to myself every week, if not every day, and it has changed everything for me. I think I've shared it on the podcast before, but there's no client problem that I can't solve. There's no client problem too big, too scary, too impossible for me. When I quit my business in 2021, the thing that made me quit was this debilitating fear of letting my clients down. Things were going really well in my business when I quit, but I was so scared of that ending. I was so scared of making a mistake that I broke my business before it could break me, right? And so at the root of that decision was my fear that I was ultimately going to let clients down, that they were going to end up being unhappy with me, that they were going to end up feeling like they didn't get results or that I didn't help them. And so having the thought, there's no client problem that I can't solve, has been so empowering. Right away when I say that, I feel myself leaning in to difficult conversation versus running away. And in the past, my inclination has been like, shut it down. I don't want to be in a conflict with somebody. Certainly don't want to be in a conflict with a client. Let's just get rid of it. Let's make it go away. But I just see now that that does such a disservice to my clients and also to myself. I was thinking about this over the weekend about how clients hire us to help them change their thinking, right? That's why I hire my coaches, to get rid of some of my old stories, to break free of my old patterns that have held me back. So of course, some of that stuff is going to come up in our coaching interactions. And listen, your clients are going to be, they're going to have their teeth like stuck into some of those thoughts. They're not going to want to let them go. And realizing that that is so normal and that in fact, that is what they hired me for really helps me like lean in. I shared this in an Instagram post today, but I have this visual in my head. Sometimes I picture like a cartoon or like one of those like action movies, Marvel movies, where you think of like a superhero. And imagine that moment where there's like mayhem happening. And what does that superhero do? They run, they put their head down and they run right into the eye of the storm. And that's what makes them so heroic. That's what makes them amazing, is they run into it, even if they're scared, even if it looks terrifying, they run into the problems instead of running away. That's the whole point of the story. And so having the thought, there's no client problem I can't solve, not only helps me be such a better coach for my clients and settle down, but it also helps me do what they hired me to do. When they're having a really difficult moment, it's my job to not abandon them, right? And to say like, you're right. And to in a lot of ways to believe those old stories by saying like, you're right. That's it. Like, this problem's too big for me. I can't help you. I'm really not doing my job. And so seeing myself as leaning in and like getting into the tangle with them, working side by side with them to tackle the problem, even when they're coming across as maybe combative or obstinate or stubborn, that's all part of it. And that might be part of their process. And that is all okay. There's space for all of that. Coming back to this thought over and over again that there's no client problem I can't solve with my creativity, with my listening skills, with my openness, with my ability to get outside of the box, to ask questions, to go to other people for help. You know, if I'm having a hard time, I have coaches I can go to. I have peers I can go to, colleagues, trusted advisors. There's no client problem I can't solve is such an incredibly empowering thought. As you grow your business, it's only a matter of time before you encounter real client problems that feel intimidating for you. But those are the moments where you have the opportunity to really sharpen your saw, to lean into the difficult instead of, you know, heeding your very natural instincts to run away. So my friends, those are my five thoughts, my five tips that I have that have really helped me with nervousness that I used to have about starting with new clients. Because of these five things I've shared with you, I'm able to really lean into just the excitement and the happiness and joy that I feel about my business expanding. And your business expanding can bring up feelings of terror, of lack of control, of, you know, just like things getting away from you. And all of that's so normal. It's just so normal. And we have the opportunity to put some of that aside and to just enjoy the ride. It can feel like a roller coaster. It can feel like you're going 100 miles an hour. That doesn't mean that you don't get to, you know, slow things down enough to just take a deep breath and recognize that you got this And it's all part of your dream coming true. You wanted your business to grow, and nobody said that was going to be comfortable. Take it from me. It is uncomfortable, but it's also so amazing, and you've 100% got this. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know. You can reply to any of my emails if you're on my email list, or you can send me a message. I'm at Hey Steph Crowder on Instagram. Okay, my friends, I am wishing you the courage and the clarity to go after what you love.